Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
It's a Christmas miracle. We're getting new music from Ed Sheeran. Ed has been quiet on the music scene since Christmas Eve last year, spending time with his wife and newborn daughter, but he's back. Ed broke his social media drought, posting a piece of his artwork, which kind of looks like an extremely colourful Jackson Pollock painting, with the words 11am GMT tomorrow. A Christmas present, which means, Gunners, 7pm tonight. And this is all Ed teased us with on his Insta story. That's all we got.
Is that it?
That's it.
Great.
Until tonight.
Somebody else who's released new music is Meghan Trainor.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
The pop singer has released A Very Trainor Christmas to spread some joyful festive cheer.
Well, within all the darkness, I was like, we need to spread some joy this year. I knew, like, as soon as we were going to stay home and being quarantined for more than 3 months, I knew, like, okay, this is our time. We did it in the hot July in August. It was very hot. And we did everything at my house. We're very safe, especially because I was pregnant. Did the whole photo shoot at home. Yeah, that was like the inspiration. It was like, well, now's the time, I guess.
It looks like Ariana Grande is engaged. She posted a bunch of pictures to her social media with a huge oval diamond white gold ring offset with a pearl and the caption, forever and then some. She showed off the impressive ring on her left ring finger, cuddled up with her new fiancé, LA real estate agent Dalton Gomez. The pair have been dating for almost a year.
Eminem surprised fans on Friday when he unveiled the deluxe version of his Music to Be Murdered By album. The 16-track B-side of his 11th studio album has all the clever wordplay and stirring beats we've come to expect, and of course, celebrity disses, including his past feuds with Machine Gun Kelly, Bon Iver, Ja Rule, and Snoop Dogg. He even throws shade at Billie Eilish and apologises to Rihanna for taking Chris Brown's side in the assault case on the song Zeus.
And wholeheartedly apologies, Rihanna, for that song that leaked. I'm sorry, Rihanna, it wasn't meant to cause you grief. Regardless, it was wrong of me, but I'd be on my own.
And Josh Gad has got the cast from The Karate Kid back together for his latest episode of Reunited Apart. But they had a bit of trouble convincing Ralph Macchio to join in.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
William.
Hey, Josh, what did he say?
He doesn't want to do it. I tried, but he don't care.
Couldn't leave well enough alone, could you, little twerp? No, you had to push it. Now you're going to pay.
I'm not really sure what that means.
Where are you going, sweetheart?
Give him a front kick, William.
How would he even do that over Zoom?
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.